Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello to everyone, and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show. This is your host and success coach, Trina Newby, broadcasting to you live this Memorial Day, May 30th, from Atlanta, Georgia, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. I want to pay a special tribute today to all of our soldiers and their families who have sacrificed to keep our country and our interests protected. Thank you so very, very much. And for those of you who may be listening that are military spouses, I want to thank you and give you a big shout out. I am a military spouse. My husband, Robert, is retired after 20 years in the U.S. Navy, and I understand the sacrifice that women and men have made in letting their spouses go overseas or on cruises, on the naval ships, so I totally understand it, and it's absolutely amazing that this is 2011, and literally, all of the stuff going on in Iraq and all overseas is still going on today. But we pray that it will end soon and that our troops can come back home. During the month of May, we have been discussing the topic Wealthy Woman, Wealthy Mind. And today, we're going to be wrapping it up with some tips, recaps of previous shows, and some resources for you. As always, you know, we want you to make sure that you have a pen and a notepad out today because you're going to receive information that you can put to use. This is a holiday, and we always are going to be on the air on every Monday at 12 noon. That is a commitment that I have made. And if we are able to reach out to even just one woman and inspire her life, that is what we are all about, and that's what we're trying to do. Now, we always ask our listeners, as you know, to do something very special for us. If you're on your telephone, we ask that you flash over and give at least one person, just one person, a call and ask them to get on the Successful Woman Radio Show. The dial-in number, of course, is 347-637-2589. Again, the dial-in number is 347-637-2589. Now, if you're listening online from Blog Talk Radio, you know what to do. Of course, you can go on your Facebook or your Twitter account, get that information out quickly, or you can also leave the dial-in number for individuals that you're announcing it to on Facebook and Twitter as well. Again, 347-637-2589. One of the things that I find so very, very interesting is that we always have a lot of women who email us in reference to our show topics, especially those topics when it comes to the mindset and wealth. And you know what I think? I think that as women, we do have a challenge with really understanding sometimes the concepts of how to gain control over our mindsets and how to make things happen for ourselves in a quicker manner. We have such a habit sometimes of comparing ourselves to others or allowing the success of others to discourage us instead of encouraging us. And so we have to be very, very careful about that. I've got a business buzz for you, something that I ran across on the Oprah Winfrey network, Oprah.com. You know, I'm always encouraging women to do their vision and, you know, to get it written. As a matter of fact, we have set up a fan page. If you go to Facebook.com/ Her Vision Movement, you'll see that we've set up a fan page to inspire women across the nation, around the world, to write their vision. And so one of the things that I found is that on Oprah.com, she has a really nice setup called the O Dream Board. And there you can actually create your vision board, and there are tools there for you to use. And so I thought that was a great resource, because a lot of people don't know how to create their own dream board, their own vision board. And I thought, you know, we're at Women About Biz, we're trying to encourage this, and what a great resource. So if you go to Oprah.com, you will be able to create your own dream board, and you'll be able to actually set a username and password and add to it. It allows you to download it as a JPEG file or a PDF image, so I really, really like that. So make sure you guys check it out, okay? And if, as a matter of fact, I'm on Oprah.com right now, making sure that I give you the correct resource for that. It's called the O Dream Board, okay? That's what it's called, the O Dream Board. And if you put O Dream Board in the search bar on Oprah.com, it will pull up the page for you. I will also go ahead and, after the show, I will put up the resources in a blog entry on the WomenAboutBiz.com website, and you'll be able to click directly to that as well. But I was very excited to learn about it. I'm a big fan of Oprah. Whether she knows it or not, she has definitely served as a mentor for me. And speaking of Oprah, you know that her last show was on last week, and there were so many people that that looked at the show. On the OWN network, and for those of you that don't know it, Oprah Winfrey has her own television network, Oprah Winfrey Network. And if you're here in Atlanta, I think it's on Channel 131, Comcast. I am not sure of what channel it may be on if you're outside of the Georgia area, but make sure you look it up online. Anyway, Gail, her best friend, was just really sharing some personal things that she admired about Oprah. And, you know, she had different people on. And one of the people that she had on who was talking about Oprah was Susie Orman. And I actually had heard Susie Orman also talk on a couple of other CNN shows and say the same thing. And one of the things that Susie Orman was just really taken aback by about Oprah is that Oprah is totally hands-on with her finances. Now, we're talking about a woman who is a billionaire, and yet she has all of the resources at her fingertips available to her, you know, accountants, attorneys, consultants, but she herself manages a large portion of the daily operations of her finances. And I think that's absolutely phenomenal. Some of the things that Susie shared is that Oprah herself signs the checks of her immediate management and staff. And I thought, wow, that's a very special touch. But in addition to that, she knows everything going on with her finances. She's the one that makes all of the final decisions on her investments and where her monies are going. As a matter of fact, Susie was mentioning as well that all of Oprah's bank statements, her accounting statements, all of those things come directly to her. So I really admired that because I thought to myself, here's a woman who is a billionaire, and yet this woman finds the time, makes the time, makes it a commitment and a priority to always stay grounded. And that's really what I saw. Even though she has a large amount of money, she has found her balance by staying grounded and keeping herself real. And I think as women, and this topic that we're talking about today, wealthy woman, wealthy mind, I think that that is something that we all need to look towards, is that no matter how much money we make, no matter how wealthy we get in our mindset, we always have to keep ourselves balanced. We always have to make sure that we have gratitude. And most of all, we always have to make sure that we are blessing other people. I think that's very, very, very important. So kudos to you, Oprah Winfrey, and congratulations on 25 years of the Oprah Winfrey Show. And I look forward to seeing many other things. And for those of you who look at the OWN Network, one of my favorite shows that comes on is The Masters. And I actually have a pen and a notepad when I look at The Masters, because here are profound and wealthy and wise people that she has on the master's program that are literally talking about how they amass their wealth, you know, how they did, how they develop their leadership skills. They're just sharing so much wisdom, and I really like that. So I have basically just have a Starbound notebook, and I titled it Oprah's Master Show. And every time I watch it, I just take some great notes. And so, again, you guys may want to do the same thing. It is 10 minutes after the hour, and for those of you that have tuned in, you are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I want to thank you for sharing your Memorial Day holiday with me. Perhaps you are listening on your cell phone and barbecuing at the grill or what have you, but I want to thank you all in the same for being on the show today, and I hope that the information that you get today, that you will be blessed by it, because I've got some good stuff to share with you. I want to give you some announcements from womenaboutbiz.com. As you know, Successful Woman Radio is a womenaboutbiz.com show, and of course, we've got a lot of things going on for the month of June at Women About Biz, and one of the things that I want to let you know is that because June marks the halfway point of the year, yep, that's right, can you believe it? June marks the halfway point for the year. Now is the time to really start strategizing and planning, believe it or not, for 2012. Oftentimes, as businesswomen, we get so caught up on the surface of business, trying to close the sales, trying to market the business, knock out fires, all of the things that we do as solo entrepreneurs, female entrepreneurs, that we forget that we also have to plan for the following year. So one of the things that we're going to be doing in June is choosing teleclass topics that really will help you to strategize your business better, not only for 2012, but actually for the rest of this year. As you know, I'm a big believer of strategy and planning ahead of time. I think being proactive is probably one of the biggest gifts that we have in being able to manage ourselves properly so that time falls on our side. So one of the teleclasses that I want you guys to sign up for, and if you can, I want you to sign up for it today, and that is Running Your Business Solo. And that teleclass is going to be coming up on Wednesday, June 8th. Again, Running Your Business Solo. You know, how do you handle yourself when you're running your business solo? How do you get everything done? How do you keep yourself organized? Well, that is what we're going to be talking about. You see, for many businesswomen, multitasking and running their small business by themselves, of course, that's nothing new. However, the challenges that we face today are many. And so this is true, especially when you don't have the funds to hire help. It can become a huge obstacle. So this teleclass is going to be an open discussion call on tips and ways to properly run your business solo without feeling overworked and overstressed. And this is a Wednesday Lunch and Learn, and as you know, our Wednesday Lunch and Learn teleclasses are all free. So here's what you're going to learn in running your business solo. We're going to be talking about a daily operations plan, how to really guide yourself on a daily basis. We're going to be also talking about the 7 laws of action that you have to take and do for yourself on a daily basis. We're going to be talking about how to develop a strategic plan. You don't have to have 10 pages and 5 pages. You know, 2 pages might be all you need to develop your strategic plan. We're going to talk about, again, ahead of time planning, being proactive, setting your milestones, which are very important, which are your deadlines, which help to hold you accountable. And then, of course, we're going to be talking about cash flow evaluation, really evaluating where you are in your business financially and determining where you want to go financially. So, again, that's Running Your Business Solo. That teleclass is at no cost, and the date is June 8, 2011, from 12 noon to 1 p.m. So if you haven't already, go ahead and get on womenaboutbiz.com. Look at events in the top right menu bar, and from there you'll be able to see the teleclass as well. We also want to let you know that we're doing a little bit of maintenance work on our community today. So if you visit the Women About Biz community and it's looking a little weird, don't worry, we'll have it back to its regular viewing within about a day or so. But that doesn't mean that you can't still participate. You can still share. You can still connect with other businesswomen. You can still view videos, and you can post videos and photos and different things. So make sure you do that. I want to call your attention also to our blog section on the Women About Biz radio, the womenaboutbiz.com site. We've been having some great blog entries of a lot of women on, you know, who are members of Women About Biz. And so I want to say kudos out to several women, and thank you. Tara Campbell has a great blog entry on wellness and variety. Melissa George, our financial advisor at Women About Biz, has her Financial Planning 101 teleclass summary in entirety up on the blog. She also has some great information on implementing your wealthy mindset from a financial standpoint. Also, Laveda Thompson has a great video out, I Know I Need Your Products and Services, But I Don't Like You. Interesting topic, don't you think? And, of course, we have so many others who are literally just inputting great blog entries, and I appreciate that. So when you have the time, I want you, if you're a member of Women About Biz, to make sure you get your blog roll started on the womenaboutbiz.com site and check out some of the blog entries of the women who are participating. And don't forget, you can click on the pictures of those women on their blog entries, and you can actually connect with them right there on their profile page when you click on their picture, and they can become your friend. So keep that in mind as well. Well, we have a lot of great things coming up for you in June on Successful Woman Radio. Our theme for the month of June is going to be the power of change. That's right, the power of change. And it's going to fall in such a timely manner right after Wealthy Woman, Wealthy Mind, because as women, we are stubborn. That's right, I said it. You know it. We are stubborn, and oftentimes we can hear a lot of information, and we know we need to make changes, but we just aren't making the changes quick enough. There's something holding us back. So for the month of June, we're going to be talking about the power of change. We're going to have a couple of guests on. We're going to introduce some books to you that will help you with that, some resources on Women About Biz. So make sure you mark in your calendar for every Monday in June, you know, just to give you those dates. That's June 6th, 13th, 20th, and 27th. Of course, we're on the air every single Monday at 12 noon, but in particular for the month of June, if you're interested in figuring out how you can make changes quicker in your life and in your business, you definitely don't want to miss the shows for the month of June 2011. Want to also let you know that we are still seeking women who are interested in starting their own Women About Biz Empower Circle Network. And as you know, if you know, the Empower Circle Network is a networking, it's a live networking event, and we partner with women in creating a networking event in their own community. Let me just share with you a couple of ways networking events and being a leader in your community can help you. The first thing you need to know is that we don't leave you by yourself. We give you training and we show you how to be a leader, not only as a networking event leader, but a leader in your community. We talk to you about establishing the relationship with the bank officers and with the various different types of business owners who can refer other businesswomen to your networking event. Also, we talk to you about how Women About Biz will assist in coming to your community or help you to do free seminars and various other events that will help you to get your networking event started and help it to launch strongly. So I want you to make sure that if you're interested in starting a networking event in your area, make sure you go to womenaboutbiz.com, hold your mouse open networking in the top red menu bar and click on Become a Leader, and we will make sure to get in touch with you as soon as possible. It is 12:19 after the hour, and you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. I'm your host and success coach, Trina Newby. Well, let's get right to it. Wealthy woman, wealthy mind. Last week, we talked about letting go of baggage. And I got a lot of emails from people, very encouraging emails, and thank you so much. A lot of people, basically were saying in their emails that it reminded them to let go of a lot of baggage and to let go of things that are really not helping them to accomplish their goals and their dreams. Why do we hold on to stuff anyway? Why do you think that women have this tendency to hold on to things when we know it's not helping us or when we know it's not contributing to our vision, to what we want in life? Why do you think we hold on to things? If you have some comments on that and want to share why you think we hold on to things, just press *1 on your phone keypad, *1 on your phone keypad, and we can unmute you and let you share your comments. Again, you can press *1 on your phone keypad. In the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and just, again, do a little bit of recap and talk about what it means to have a wealthy mind. The first thing I want you to remember is this, and I didn't come up with this. I am quoting Napoleon Hill, who basically learned this from Andrew Carnegie, and I'm actually doing our inspiration moment. I am actually going to be reading to you something from a very special video that Napoleon Hill did many, many decades ago, and it is just so profound that I just have to share it with you, and I hope that as it changed my life and it changed his life, I pray that it will change your life, not tomorrow, but it will change your life today. Napoleon Hill says, whatever the mind can conceive, it can achieve. And I totally believe that. You see, I learned a long time ago that it is not the monetary wealth that I should seek after. It's not the financial portion of it that I should be as concerned with. I need to be more concerned with my mental wealth. And I want to define for you what mental wealth is, because a lot of people walk around in mental poverty, and it's a sad situation. The big thing about it is that a lot of people who may look well packaged on the outside, they may look like they have it all put together, many of them are mentally poor. And so we have to really understand that in order for us to accomplish financial goals, in order for us to have abundance, to enjoy our lives, to have peace and serenity, and to feel accomplished and to feel good about ourselves, to have that balance that we desire, it all stems from being mentally wealthy. If we're not mentally wealthy, it's not going to happen. And some of us, there are all different types of measurements. So some of us are more mentally wealthy than others. Some of us are more mentally poor than others, okay? But what you need to understand is that mental wealth is indeed the key. It's very important for you to realize that. So what is mental wealth? Well, mental wealth is your ability to keep your mind on positive thoughts, to surround yourself with positive people, and to keep yourself in a positive environment to where you can tap into the true mental power that you possess. And when you're able to tap into that mental power, you are actually able to attract a lot of great things to yourself. You're actually able to start taking action and achieving those things that you can see in your mind mentally. We all know it and we hear it all the time, but fear and fear alone is the number one thing for women that holds us back. women have a lot of fear. And we have a lot of fear, I believe, because of our negative self-talk that we have to be very careful about. So for those of you that have been listening to the shows this month and taking notes, I pray that you'll be able to put the information that you receive to use right away in designing the life that you want. So wealth in and of itself, again, has nothing to do with money, but it has everything to do with our mindset, our beliefs, and the limits that we put on ourselves. So the key to having financial wealth is truly learning to gain control of your mind and redirecting it to positive thoughts and desires that attract financial wealth. If you can get rid of your fear, negative people, negative environments, things that are taking away from you mentally, your life will change overnight. You will start noticing a lot of things about yourself. In the previous shows, one of the things that I mentioned as it pertains to women is that we have a tendency to say what we're going to do when we get something. For an example, you know, when I retire one day, I'm going to go to Hawaii. You know, when I get a new house, I'm going to really fix it up nicely. You know, when I get enough money, I'm going to do this or that. We have a tendency to make those types of statements. And believe it or not, those types of statements are basically saying, I don't know if I'm going to ever be able to retire and go to Hawaii. I don't know if I'm going to ever be able to get a new house and be able to fix it up like I want it. I don't know if I'm going to have enough money to buy this or that. So we have to be very, very careful of utilizing verbal expressions that really pour into our subconscious mind and really causes conflict with that which we want, okay? So we have to understand that we have to live in the now. And living in the now means that you take action on and deal with what you have now, instead of trying to wait for some specified date and time for it to come into your life. You're not to worry about that portion. And so, for example, when you're talking about, you know, I'm going to wait till I get a bigger house, or when I get a bigger house, I'm going to really fix it up. Instead of waiting, fix up what you have now, whether you live in an apartment, a condominium, a townhome, or a smaller home, it doesn't really matter. You should have it looking like your special palace. You should have it looking like your serenity, your peace. When you walk into that house, what do you want to feel? How do you want to experience walking into your home? What is your bathroom going to look like in your bedroom? How do you want it to? Do you want to feel like you're in this luxurious spa? You know, do you want to feel like you're in one of your favorite hotels? Well, then do it now. What are you waiting for? And that's what we have to learn as women. We need to let go of all of this baggage that we have in our lives. We need to make things happen now, not tomorrow. It's 12:28 after the hour, and you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. And we are talking about wealthy woman, wealthy mind, what we need to do to have a wealthy mindset. You know, when I think about it, I believe there are five major challenges that most women, you know, have to deal with in adopting a wealthy mindset. There are five major challenges that women have that stand in their way when we're really wanting to be mentally wealthy. So I want to talk about those challenges. I have experienced many of these challenges, and I'm sure that many of you listening have probably experienced it as well. And again, we're having an open show today, so if you have a comment or would like to ask a question in reference to any of the things that you have heard me say so far in the show today, or if you'd like to share your own personal experience, please make sure you press *1 on your phone keypad, and that will let us know that you have a comment or need to ask a question. So I want to get back to these five major challenges I feel that most women experience in trying to adopt a wealthy mindset. Number one, I think one of the challenges is our environment. We sometimes place ourselves in a negative environment, or we find ourselves in a negative environment that is totally impacting our lives every day. It could be our job. It could be, you know, a relationship. Whatever it may be, we find ourselves in this environment, and we feel, sometimes we feel stifled or trapped. Like, you know, we can't get out of the environment to do anything. So for those of you who might be experiencing or have experienced that challenge, I want you to understand and I want you to know that you are in total control of your environment. And a lot of the times what is holding you back from changing your environment is your fear. And the best remedy for fear is to just strap it into the seat and just say, hey, we're getting ready to take a ride. Take action and just make the change. Don't self-talk and worry about all of the things that may occur as a result of you taking action on this fear. Just take the action. Change your environment. You know, as women, we have to start doing what's best for us. We have to start doing what's best for ourselves. And when we don't take action because we are in a fear mode, it can literally paralyze us. And we can find ourselves decades later still dealing with the same environment and never having taken action to change it. So, you know, make sure that you understand that the fear doesn't always leave. Fear, you can't wait on fear to leave, okay? That's the thing about fear. Fear buries itself deep into our subconscious mind. And oftentimes, fear does not leave until we take action. And taking the action actually helps to wipe away the fear because we then are able to confirm within our own minds that there was nothing to fear. So that is the best remedy for fear, is taking the action. Here's number two. We have to be careful of the people who we allow in our inner circles because that can become a huge challenge for us. As women, we have a tendency to let people know or talk to different people about different things in our lives, and some of those individuals you may find out are naysayers. They are individuals who are not necessarily feeding positivity in your life or support in your life, but they are naysayers who began to speak negatively for whatever reason. As a matter of fact, what I have learned is that a lot of people who are naysayers or a lot of people who have a tendency to say negative things, sometimes they don't even know that they are speaking negatively themselves. It could just be that when we share our dreams and our goals with them, that it strikes a chord within their psyche, within their subconscious mind, that reminds them of what they're not doing. And they get jealous or they get upset or for whatever reason, they start having weird attitudes about the situation, and they express it and act out on it with what they say to us. So you have to be very careful about who you allow in your inner circle, who you talk about your dreams and goals to. Very, very important. Number three, we have to be careful about what we expose our own selves to, okay? You know, sometimes there are going to be people just that come into our inner circle, maybe introduced to us by others, by people on the workplace, people we meet at networking events, our environment, what have you. But then we sometimes, as women, purposely expose our own selves to a lot of stuff. One of the things that I think as women that we have to really watch out for is television. I have also mentioned this on various shows as well, but here are some of the things I've found out about television. Television can be good, and it can also work against us in many ways. When we watch unplanned television and we are just surfing the channels and looking at various things, movies, you have to be careful because what you're watching in the conscious, in the now, can be embedding certain fears and certain things into your subconscious mind. You may not realize it because you might be doing two and three things, but it's true. So we have to watch television in a planned manner. Be careful. Look at the various shows and what they are about. Look at the movies and what they are about. you have to be very, very careful. I once talked to a young lady who told me that she and her husband were watching a movie one time, and it was about the destruction of a marriage of this couple. And she said, and this couple, it was just horrible. They you know, they were trying to kill each other, and she was saying that it was just a really, you know, a movie that was very dramatic and had a lot of action. But this couple was really violent with each other and really angry with each other. And she said that her and her husband found themselves captured into the movie because it was just so interesting. And so she said about a week later, her and her husband started arguing over little petty things, and they couldn't figure out why they were arguing so much and what was going on. And she said she found herself thinking about that movie and thinking about how the woman acted, and she found herself acting out in the same manner. And, you know, they had to both set themselves down and really say, hey, we think this movie impacted us. And so is that something that can really happen? You better bet it can happen. And so you have to be very, very careful about that. This is why we have to be careful about what we allow our children to be exposed to, especially at the different age levels, because it can impact them and cause them to act out on what they see. Let's go ahead and look at number four. One of the biggest challenges or hurdles that kind of get in the way of us having a wealthy mindset is our childhood and adult experiences that have impacted us in a negative way. I, of all people, know how true this is. If you were in my Getting Past Me teleclass, you would have heard me talk about my experience with having just a advanced case of eczema as a child, and, you know, looking like I was a burn patient, and the horror I suffered from that in elementary school of dealing with mean kids who, whether they knew any better or not, were just very, very crude. And those experiences creeped up into my adult life and caused several fears about different things. And so sometimes we have to go back and look at our childhood or our early adult experiences. I once talked to a woman who shared with me that she was in an abusive marriage situation, and her husband always said to her, "You're never going to amount to anything. You're not, you try to do everything, but everything you touch fails because you're a failure." You know, how cruel to be in an abusive situation like that. She finally got herself out of that situation. But the words that he said to her, the mean things that he said to her in his attempt to try to drive her away, which eventually it did, really it buried into her subconscious mind. And so for a long time, she said many of the things that she did, she found that she self-sabotaged herself and she failed in them, not because she didn't have the ability to succeed, but because she had the ability to fail based on what her husband had said to her all of those years. So we have to really look at our childhood. We have to look at our adult experiences, and we really have to address them. You know, three questions we have to ask ourselves when we're evaluating our childhood and our adult life to figure out why are we the way we are and what do we need to do. The first question we need to ask ourselves is, how did that make us feel at that time? How did we feel? And the second thing is, what are some of the negative effects that we feel it has caused in our life at this time? And then the third thing is, what's the solution? How can I heal from this so that I can move forward, okay? And number five, the fifth major challenge that I think most women have for not adopting a wealthy mindset is our own negative self-talk. Yes, I believe that as women, you know, our minds are going 1,000 miles an hour, and we negative self-talk all of the time, even when we're doing the most simple of things. I'll give you an example of my own self this morning. I woke up this morning and I said to myself, you know, I should fix breakfast. You know, it would be nice to have a full breakfast this morning. And my negative self-talk was, yeah, but I don't feel like cleaning all of that stuff up. I don't want to do it. And so, of course, I didn't get the results I wanted because I negative self-talk. And as a matter of fact, I'm opening the drawer now and putting on my rubber band on my wrist. And one of the things that I recommended in the show, I think it was last week, is that in order to let go of baggage, we have to get rid of negative self-talk because that's what causes a lot of the negative baggage to hold on. So if you put a rubber band around your wrist, this really will help you to break certain habits. If you put a rubber band around your wrist, then whenever you negative self-talk, snap yourself with the rubber band on your wrist, and immediately say an affirmation or reverse the negative talk by saying what you are going to do. And you will notice that after a while, the snapping actually causes an interruption in the flow of the mind waves, and it actually changes things and turns you around and makes you more aware of not speaking negatively to yourself. It really does work. And as a matter of fact, psychiatrists have proved that it has worked in a lot of compulsive disorders. It also works with weight loss and snapping yourself and reminding yourself that you need to eat healthier food, drink more water, exercise more. It helps in a lot of areas. It also can help with procrastination as well. I use it for several things, of which procrastination is one, because if I have work on my desk that I need to get done and I don't feel like doing it, I will snap myself and say, take action. Take action. That is the solution to what you're feeling. And just as sure, if I start taking action, that feeling of wanting to procrastinate leaves, and I get it done, and then I feel accomplished, which is a wonderful feeling, and it encourages me to continue to take action on other things that I may have been procrastinating on. So again, try the rubber band method because I believe that it can work for you. It is 12:41 after the hour. You're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. Again, we want to thank you for sharing your Memorial Day holiday with us and tuning in to the show. It's still not too late to get some of your friends on the show. Have them to dial into the show at 347-637-2589. And you're listening to me, Trina Newby, your host and success coach. I hope this information is proving itself to be valuable to you so that you will be able to put to action all of these things. I want to talk to you also about the Women About Biz principles of an empowered woman because it embodies what a wealthy woman should be thinking and feeling. So I want to quickly share with you a few of the principles of an empowered woman that we have embraced at Women About Biz, okay? The first thing you need to know is that an empowered woman, a wealthy woman, creates her vision and makes it plain by writing it down. Number four, this is our fourth principle, which is important. She knows that wealth is her birthright and that she already possesses the power to be wealthy. And our fifth principle is especially important because it says a wealthy woman understands that financial wealth only enhances what she already enjoys. And I want you to truly keep that in your mind. You see, mental wealth is the key, again, to all wealth because it is going to allow you to have that really that feeling that you want to have, that inner peace, that balance, that accomplishment. It's really what you want. And when you feel that way, there's nothing that holds you back, nothing that's going to stop you from having the things that you want in life. So if you know that financial wealth only enhances what you already enjoy, that means that you should be really desiring mental wealth. You should be doing whatever you can to get healthy mentally and to really understand how to control your mind and your subconscious mind. One of the books that I recommended last week, and I want to recommend it again, is Understanding the Subconscious Mind by Joseph Murphy. Amazon.com, I think, has the book for only about $5 or $6, and if you have a Kindle, it's only about $1.97. So take advantage. Go on Amazon.com, get the book, because I believe that any woman who wants to be mentally wealthy, she has to have complete control of her subconscious mind. She has to understand how to be the master of her mind. And this book is so wonderful in teaching you all of the principles and how to do just that. One of the other things that I think a wealthy woman does, and in our principle number 7, is that a wealthy woman invests in her personal development to ensure that she is prepared to be the leader of her vision, which is so very, very important. And then I want to share with you our principle number 10. A wealthy woman does not fear losing her wealth because she knows she can lose all that she has and through faith and belief create her wealth all over again. Because remember, all wealth stems from mental wealth. So you can lose things financially. You can lose a house, you can lose a car, you can lose money, you may have to file bankruptcy, but what you need to understand is that those are just material things and earthly experiences, but the true wealth you can never lose. Only you can give that up, and that is your mental wealth. And so you need to be cognizant of that, and you need to understand just how important your mental wealth is, okay? So I want to give you some tips for gaining control of your mental wealth, okay? Just as I talked about the challenges that most women have for really adopting a wealthy mindset, well, those same challenges can also be attributes if we use them in the right way. So I want to say to you, place yourself in the right environment, okay? Always be in the right surroundings. When you find yourself in negative environments, take yourself out. Number 2, be wise and be careful about the people that you allow in your inner circle. Again, you want people who are going places and doing things. And not only that, but they have a sincere heart and they are blessing other people. You want those type of people in your life. They're always speaking positivity in your life. Very, very important. The third thing you want to do is whatever knowledge you are lacking to accomplish your dreams and your goals, you need to write that down and start seeking the people that have that knowledge, okay? You don't necessarily have to always get the knowledge and go through a long, drawn-out, you know, 4-year college or 5-year program in order to get things done. Remember to leverage the power of other people. Very, very important. Another tip, again, is that you need to know everything about being the master of your own mind. You need to learn how to control yourself, which is very, very important. And so as I conclude with Wealthy Woman, Wealthy Mind, I want to say to you, take off your shoes of fear, put on your shoes of courage, and step beyond your comfort zone. Embrace the power of being wealthy in your mind, and the world will open up to you. After this brief introduction, musical introduction, we will go right into our inspirational moment. What your mind can conceive, it can achieve. You know, Napoleon Hill is a man after my own heart because he's a simple man, and yet the words that he say are so profound. Napoleon is no longer with us, but he will forever live in us through the books of his that he has written. You know, Think and Grow Rich and several other books that he has written have inspired millions around the world. But there's one thing in particular that Napoleon shared that I constantly listen to all the time, and it's a video in which he shares something that forever changed my life, it forever changed his life, and it has changed the lives of millions, as I said before, around the world. Napoleon says he got his first glimpse of the profound law from Andrew Carnegie. He said he told Mr. Carnegie before he wanted to share this law with him that he didn't feel that he was prepared to hear such information because of his lack of finances, his age, and his education. He didn't feel like he was worthy to hear it. And isn't that how we feel sometimes? We feel sometimes that we're not worthy of a particular business, or we're not worthy to be successful in our businesses. And so we have a tendency to self-sabotage ourselves. But here's what Napoleon Hill said. He said, great power that is under your control and is greater than poverty is your mind. You see, our mind is so great that it has the ability to attract whatever we conceive. It allows us to achieve it. That is, if we understand how to use our mind. He said, Andrew Carnegie told him that the mind is the greatest power and the only power that we will ever be able to completely control. And he said he learned that when you speak of poverty and lack of education, he said you are simply directing your mind power to attract undesirable circumstances. It is true that whatever your mind feeds upon, your mind attracts to you. That is why he says that all success begins with definiteness of purpose, with a clear picture in your mind of what you precisely want from your life, which is why writing your vision is so very important. In his video, Napoleon Hill speaks of a universal truth, and that is that everyone brings with them at birth two very important things. The first thing is that everyone brings with them the riches they may enjoy if they take possession of their own mind. The second thing that everyone brings with them in life when they are born is penalties. Penalties they must pay if they neglect to take possession of their mind and neglect it. And then he said, Andrew Carnegie shared with him the story of the two envelopes. He says, just as there are two things that everybody is born with, riches and penalties, he says, so are there with two envelopes. In the first envelope come sound health, peace of mind, labor of love, freedom from fear, a positive mental attitude, and material riches of your own choice and quantity. That's what comes in envelope number one, riches. In envelope number two, the penalties, he say, is ill health, fear and worry, indecision and doubt, frustration and discouragement, poverty and want, and a whole flock of evil, including envy, greed, jealousy, hatred, and superstition. You see, if we open up and use the envelope of riches, then we open up and literally have the world at our fingertips of achieving and accomplishing anything that we want. So my question to you is, in hearing that, what do you choose? Do you choose riches? Do you choose mental health? I certainly hope so. And so I want to encourage you, just as Napoleon Hill encouraged me when I heard it. He says, procure a neat pocket-sized notebook, and on one page, write down a clear description of your major desire in life. Before you begin writing, your limitations are what you set in your mind. Don't forget that, and what you allow others to define in you. So remember, without limitation, write what your desire is in life at this time, okay? Number two, write down what you are willing to give in return for those riches in your life. How will you bless other people? And then number three, have gratitude for all of the riches that you are about to receive. He said a prayer which is very beautiful, and it says, I ask not for divine providence and more riches, but wisdom with which to make use of the riches you provided me at birth. And so again, It reminds me of what Solomon asked God for. He didn't ask for finances. He didn't ask for a pot of gold, as he could have, but he asked God for wisdom. And God said to him, because of that, he was going to be wealthy beyond his imagination. And so I say to you today, there is nothing holding you back. You see, you were born with the inalienable right to be wealthy. You were born with the power of mental wealth. And the environment and all of your experiences may have held you back from really understanding how to use the power of your mental wealth. But today, you are hearing the keys to mental wealth. You are hearing what you need to do to be wealthy, not only financially, but wealthy in all areas of your life. And so I leave you with saying to you, ask not for divine providence and more riches. Ask God for wisdom with which to make use of the power of wealth that you were already provided with at birth. Remember that. You can watch the Napoleon Hill video on the womenaboutbiz.com website. Simply click on community in the top red menu bar and then look in the video section, and we've placed it there for you. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the Successful Woman Radio Show. Make sure that you mark the date for next Monday, okay, and that is June 6th for Successful Woman Radio at 12 noon. And also, I want to encourage you to share Successful Woman Radio and the good works that Women About Biz with other business women. Share with women that you're talking to on a daily basis, on your Facebook, on your Twitter account. Share with them as we share with you and bless you. On behalf of Women About Biz and Successful Woman Radio, happy Memorial Day. Have a wealthy mindset. Take care, everyone.